Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting second. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from May and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lundborg. Patek moves to third. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Kirkpatrick scores. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Keough reaches second base with a double. Harrison scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek is hit by the pitch. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Montgomery and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Harrison takes first base on ball four. Rojas moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Rojas moves to third. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. Drago is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Schall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin catches it and throws to first to double up Harrison. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fiore pinch hits for Jim Lundborg. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-2 in the game. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Schall steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis is thrown out after the base hit. Schall scores. It's 7-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conigliaro for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jolahood pinch hits for Calcoons. Jolahood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lahood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields the ball and throws to Drago covering. Safe. Scott moves to third. Montgomery moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Keough reaches second base with a double. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 3 in the game. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.